Okay, Shin Sad Zayin. Okay, we're in the middle of Tchumin. Kedin Shvita Seyachid Kelav Umahalech Alpayim Ama. Alright, so we're going to see it doesn't only apply to you, it applies to your objects and possessions. So let's see. Aleph. Kol Adam, every person, Yeshlo Alpayim Ama Lakol Ruach. Everyone has 2,000 Amos. Right, out of chutz mi'arba amosav, outside of your dalet amos, so that means from where you're standing, everybody gets 2,004 amos. Okay, now we're going to see that inside, but I'll let you know ahead of time. These amos are not the same amos that we learned in the previous siman of Shin Sadivav. Shin Sadivav. When a person has dalet amos for his makom, for carrying or for tchum, it goes by, it's subjective, if you're big or small. So it's not exactly what we call four. An amma, it's not exactly the same standard amma. Here, when we're counting 2,000 amos, it's the same standard, everyone has the same. Right? When you talk about the amos or tfachim for a sukkah, it's the same tfachim amos for everybody. For your lulav, it's the same. For 2,000 amos, it's the same. It's just the dalet amos of your place, because your place is subjective to you. That's the only difference. So you get 2,004 amos. So for the standard amos, it might be a drop less than 2,004, it might be a drop more. Okay. O mehamakom sheshavaspo, or from the place that you are staying, right? We learned if you're in a reshus hayachid, so it doesn't matter how big that reshus hayachid is. It could be a whole city, it could be a yard, whatever it is. As long as it's not a din of a karmelis of a karpif, then you get 2,000 amos beyond the walls. Okay, so from the edge of your city, let's say, if there's from the edge of your city, or from the edge of your chatzer, or the edge of your house, wherever the people stop living. Okay, you don't have to have an Eruve Chatzeros to have Tchumin. It's two separate things completely. It goes by where the houses end, even if there's no fence around you. Okay.
It's not 2,004 Amos in the whole Ruach, because yesterday we said that the four Amos don't go in the whole Ruach. Didn't we say you go to one side, to the other? It's not four in all directions.
So that's correct also. You can choose.
You then have four
amas. No, so you're right. But you can choose to be four and one and zero. You're right. So if you're going to walk both ways, I'm pretty sure you're right. It's 2002. That sounds correct. I don't think it's a machlok. Oh, wait, yeah. According to the Ramah, you can get four in each direction. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if you want to go in both directions, I believe you analyze it accurately, it would be 2002 if you want to go in both directions. And according to the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah's Meiko like the Ramah, you got 2004 in both directions. Very good. Or 2,000 from the edge of the city. Okay, there happens to be a hood opinion. If it's from the city, you get even four more, but let's just say for right now, what's 2,000 from the edge of your city or the edge of your place? Okay. 2,000. This whole din of tchumin we hold is derabanan, and they made up 2,000, and that's that. But it's important just to point out, there's a whole machlokas in the Gemara, and the Rambam paskins 12,000 is deraisa. Rambam paskins that tchumin is also deraisa, and Chazal came up with the 12,000, and they also came up with the 2,000 derabanan. Okay, let's go on. Bet. Kadash Olava Yom Abika, if a person is he's camping, he's in a forest, or he's just traveling in the valley somewhere. Ve'ene yodeya Tchum Shabbos. He lost track. He doesn't know where Shabbos, the end of Tchum Shabbos is. Right? Shabbos starts, and you're outside, and you have no idea, there's no demarcations where your 2,000 amos is. So what do? You're allowed to walk. But mehalech alpayim sios binonios. You just take 2,000 steps But you just got to make sure your steps are pretty much in line with the normal steps, which will give you... each normal step is an objective standard amma. Obviously, if you're bigger or smaller, you just got to be a little machmer this way, that way, or a bit of, or just, you know, practice.
How tall were people 200 times
a month? I don't know. That's a... Shehem Tchum Shabbos. Taking 2,000 steps, that's a Tchum Shabbos. Right? We see also a couple stories in the Gemara where people, they just count by walking. And so I've done that before, but it's very easy to lose track when you're counting 2,000. So be very careful, or and use your fingers for every 10 or 100 or 50, whatever. Come up with a good system so you don't lose track. Okay, Gimel. Kashem she'ein adam rashay lehalech b'shabbos uv'yom tov el alpayim amalachol ruach. Now, eruve chatzeros you don't need for yom tov, but you do need eruve tchumin. Tchumin is equal for Shabbos and yom tov. Can't walk outside the 2,000 amos. So therefore, kach keilav uvehemto. Now, by the way, you're just going to see that many of the examples the Shulchan Aruch throws in the word yom tov. It's incidental. It could have been Shabbos. There's no difference. Happens to be a lot of these halachos come from Maseches Beitza. And that's why it has the example of Yom Tov.
Well, Kalev, you can't move your Kalev on Shabbos. You can Yom Tov is for you.
You can move them.
The Pachos Pachos need Al-Ramos, but that's...
Okay, okay. So Kalev is often... Kalev is often referring to, practically it's often referring to Yom Tov, if there's no Eruv. Once you have an Eruv, your Tchum is going to start beyond the Eruv. So that's why, that's another practical reason. It's often like that. Okay, very good. Also, one of the examples, again, it's, we already said the real reasons, but also another one is dealing with fire. We're going to come up with an example of fire. That's only practical on Yom Tov. Unless, whatever, pikuach nefesh, but then why should it matter? V'im ervu, so, we just read, it applies to Kalev and your behema as well. Anything you own, you can't go outside of your 2,000, outside of your tchum, which is your 2,000 amos, and like you can't ask a non-Jew to take it for you, you can't send out your animal to go beyond, v'chule. Okay, whenever that comes up. We'll see. Another practical example is, let's say someone wants to pick it up from your house. And he made himself an Eruvei Tchumin. So let's say he's 3,000 amos away from you. And he made he set up an Eruvei Tchumin, you know, at the point close to 2,000 amos. It could be anywhere, but let's say he made it close to 2,000 amos. Has to be anywhere within the 2,000 amos. And so now he can easily walk to you. But you can't walk to him as you didn't set up your Eruvei Tchumin.
He can't even take yours.
So that's exactly what we're saying. The items follow the owner at Bein HaShemashos. So therefore, we're going to see some exceptions, but basically, that's pretty much the rest of the Siman. And so he can't take it from your house to his house. He can walk because he made himself an Eruvei Tchumin, but he can't take your items. Because your items are stuck to you, are attached to you, and since you have your tchum, your possessions have your tchum. Okay, so let's see how that plays out. Ve'im ervu ba'aleim leruach achas, en shum adam yachol leholicham leruach acheres, afilu psia achas umakom she'ein ha'ba'alim yachol yimaholech. So therefore, just saying the same thing. He can't take it outside of your tchum, and even if you make a tchum in one direction, and either way, bottom line is, and just to explain, it's very important to understand, when it comes to tchumin, if a person makes an eruvei tchumin before Shabbos, you put it in one direction. Let's say you want to walk in one direction. It's from your home or your city, wherever you are. So now, instead of getting your stuck to your 2,000 amos, you make as if your place is where you set up your eruvei tchumin. So that's your middle place. And from that middle, so you can walk there. And then you get another 2,000 amos from there. But you no longer have your 2,000 amos in the other direction from where you actually are standing when Shabbos starts. Because no matter what, when it comes to Tchumin, it's always 2,000 amos in each direction from where your place is, either physically or where you set up Yeruv Eit Chumin. If you set up Yeruv Eit Chumin, that's Koveya, that's what it establishes. And then that's your middle, that's your middle spot. And then you get 2,000 amos in each direction from there. You can no longer, you can't pick. It's either, you only get 4,000 amos in total, right? Or 2,000 amos on each side of the city.
It's a circle.
It's a circle.
A diagonal that extends beyond
2,000. Right, it's a circle. You get the corners. Okay. Hagav. Now, you get the corners. It's a circle. V'ayin el sof siman. Oh, I see what you mean.
The circle inside the square, not the outside the square.
You gain the corners. You gain the corners. So it's a little more. And the corners. You know, we'll explain exactly when we get there. Okay, we'll get there. So he says, Mishnah Berurah, you are allowed to give it to an animal that might take it outside the tchum. You can't tell him to go outside the tchum, but if it might, that's not your problem. Okay. Yeah, so in a case when you're not worried about him working. All right, we'll have to look up what the case would be, but yeah. Has to be a case where it's not going to work for you. Okay. Good point. Yeah. Okay. Interesting case that's going to come up from here is if a person, let's say, needs to go, this comes up quite often in Ramat Beit Shemesh. It doesn't come up so often in many cities, but in Ramat Beit Shemesh it happens very often. A person needs to go to the hospital on Shabbos. It gets, let's say, he's driven, ambulance, you take him, whatever it is. Person has to go to the hospital on Shabbos. And the hospital, unfortunately, I won't get into the reasons, there is no hospital in all of Beit Shemesh. And it'll be a while till there is one. So how do you get to, Bikurach Nefesh, you go to the hospital, no question. What about your objects? You're going out of your tchum. To go from Beit Shemesh, generally you're going to Yerushalayim, Lav Dafka. Usually you're going to Yerushalayim to the hospital. You can go. You're leaving your tchum, no question. Pikuach Nefesh, you have to. You, whoever needs to accompany the person, you go, no questions. Usually one person is allowed. Okay, sometimes more. Fine. What about you want to bring your toothbrush, your slippers, your nightgown, whatever you want to bring, I don't know. Sheitel, who knows what people bring with them to the hospital. They want to bring it with them. Are you allowed to bring it with you on Shabbos? So, simply put, absolutely aser. Right? According to the Rambam, we generally hold the Nisad Rabbanan. There's no question about it. It's your objects are aser. So there are two basic potential heterium that people rely on. Outside of Shogim Vayu Mezidim, just be quiet. So number one, sometimes we say, and it's legit, depending on the case, is you say pikuach nefesh also on the objects. Because the person, if you start telling them, no, you can't bring this, you can't bring that, they're going to start getting all stressed and anxious and uptight. And when a person is the cholesh yesh bo sakana, that's also a problem. So therefore, that you're allowed to do that. The other heter, he can't bring his own stuff. No. For the one accompanying, you can't bring your tefillin for the next day, or you can't bring anything with it for yourself. You can't bring your wallet. There's no heter for the. Right. Now the other possible heter. Right. I saw this by Rav Zilberman. He says before Shabbos. Now this doesn't work for someone who's not pregnant, because you don't expect to go to the hospital. Someone who's pregnant knows it's any day. They know they might go to the hospital the Shabbos. So on Friday, what do? You make your bag of all the stuff you want to bring, and you say it's Hefker. Anyone can take it. No one's going to take it. You're not worried. And you say it's Hefker, it's not mine. And we're going to learn that if it's Hefker, it's not Kone Makom, it's not Kone Shvita. And you just have to make sure that when you get onto the ambulance or the car, you don't take it and say it's yours. If you're going to pick it up, you say it's still Hefker until you arrive to the hospital. Because otherwise, your Kona shviza automatically when you pick it up. So it has to stay Hefker until you reach the hospital or the city of Yerushalayim. And even if there's no Erev in Yerushalayim, let's just say that's still the Tchum, because the Tchum has nothing to do. You don't need a wall to make your Erev Tchumin. It just has to do with houses and homes need to be within a certain distance of each other, which usually applies. We'll see. It's you're allowed to. Okay. Let's see. Let's try and finish. Dalit. Hamoser behem to leave no if a person has an animal. So this is a din for shepherds, not really for us usually. So the person has an animal and he gives it over for his son to watch, to take care of during Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it has the din for Eruvei Tchumin that it belongs to the father. And therefore, the Tchum is established based on the father. I'll just point out there is a major machlokas of poskim if it follows the son or the father. Perhaps the father follows the father because he doesn't really give it over to the son so much to be so responsible or not. He's not giving it to him to keep. He's just letting his son help him out, and it's considered like the father is still in charge and still the main shomer for it. So somewhere in this way, somewhere it's a machloket achronim. Okay, perhaps there is what to be meiko both for Sephardim and Ashkenazim if there's a real issue. But again, these issues don't usually come up. And by the way, okay, fine. Yeah.
He gave it to him on Erev Shabbos?
We are talking about. So for this halacha, I don't think it matters. I think it matters if it's Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says otherwise.
No,
I don't think so.
He gave it to him.
Right.
On Shabbos,
yeah, because you're allowed to give it to him on Shabbos, you're allowed to give it to him Erev Shabbos, and it doesn't make a difference. Okay. Hey. Mr. Al-Ro'eh, if you give it to another shepherd in the city, and you give it to him to watch during Shabbos or Erev Shabbos, maybe there's a difference. Again, this happens to be a big machlok at a poskim, the halacha. It doesn't matter if you give it to a Jewish Ro'eh or a non-Jewish Ro'eh. Afilu netano b'yom tov, even if you give it on Yom Tov, it makes no difference. Sereyu kiragli ha-Ro'eh. It has the din that it goes to the Ro'eh. And again, this is a machlok at Rishonim, or Achronim certainly, that if it applies, if they agree. Maybe it's only true if there's only one shepherd to give it to in the city, and for sure that was the one you were going to give it to. Okay. V'im misara li shnei ro'im, and if you give it to two shepherds, areyu kiragli be'aleah, mipnei shelo kana echad mehem. If you gave it to two at the same time, so therefore neither one of them really took it, and so therefore it's still considered in your possession for this halacha. Okay, vav. Shor shel patam. You have an ox that you feed it really, really well, nice and fat and juicy, and make good meat, and it's a special ox. You do more than the average, and therefore people from other cities, from all around, want to come and buy. Now this is omed limacher. You want to sell it. That's the whole purpose. So since you're trying to sell it, you want to sell it. That's your whole das. It's already, we consider it for this halacha. It's like already halfway out of your possession. And then even if a person takes it on Shabbos, keragli mishle kol shachto biyom tov, whoever takes it on Shabbos, it belongs. Then the biseilim of Freya at Bein Hashemashos, this eruv etchumin follows. This animal follows the buyer for this halacha of tchum.
The buyer or the
chatam? The
buyer. You didn't know the one
that was. He didn't know. That's correct. So we say borer lema freya. We say this by a couple stuff. You do say borer lema freya. Exactly. Breira, whatever you want to say. Well, this is derabanan, but it's for this halacha. It's also derabanan. Yeah. Okay. And because you want to sell it. It makes a difference, you'll see. By renting and by borrowing, you don't have so much das. It's still yours, you're not willing to get rid of it. And borrowing, it's a little different, we'll see. V'chein, im shechato bi'ala b'yom tov v'mecharo b'saro, you, the owner, shechted it on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, sorry, Yom Tov, that's why the case is Yom Tov. And then, you're going to give out different cuts, different pieces of the meat. Even then, ko echad me'adlochi molich menasu l'makom shehu holeich, every buyer gets his piece, and each one can go to his own individual tchum, the buyers.
How do you do over on that? Well, this strip of the animal, I
You can. You're allowed to. Anytime, anytime, any. You don't pay with cash, but you just you know you're going to pay. You say whatever is appropriate, and then you deal with the money later. But yeah, you ought to make 100% kinyanim on things that are usable on Yom Tov. It's a whole question: can you give gifts lachatchila that are usable, not usable? That's a whole separate machlokas achronim. But you see from the Mishnah, you're allowed to give usable food lachatchila on Yom Tov. Zayin. Okay. Shor shel roeh, an ox of a shepherd, kiragle anshe ota ha'ir. Now, just this is a regular shor that's average. So the das is only to sell it to people in your city. People are not traveling from far away just to buy any stam shor. Assuming that's the case, the metzias. So then, since the assumption was you're going to sell it to someone in the city, therefore it goes by the tchum of your city. Chet kevim amiyuchadayim lechad meha'achim shel bayis. If you have a house and different people live in there, but it's miyuchad for one person, one guy is the one who always uses it, no one else really uses it. Harehem kiraglav. So then it goes by this one person. Right? Let's say you have two brothers, and one guy made an Erev Tchumin for himself in one direction, one didn't, or he made it in the other direction. Who does this item follow? The one who, it's miyuchad for him, that's his. She'ena miyuchadim, and if it's not miyuchadim, it's just everyone uses it more or less equally. So then, ein yecholim alicham el makom shekulam yecholim alei. So therefore, you can only go into the direction that both of them can use it. If two people made an etchum to go in two, their eruv etchumin to go in two opposite directions, we call it chamar gamal. You're stuck. You can't go in either direction because each one stretched out into this direction. Right? We learned that you can't. Once you stretch in one direction, it's only in one direction. You can't go in both. Right? The expression chamar gamal is, it's like, let's say you have, it's an expression in Chazal, you can't go in both, it gets stuck, you can't go in both directions, because it's like you have a chamar and a gamal, a camel and a donkey, on two different leashes, you're holding them, and they're each pulling in opposite directions. So the guy is stuck, they can't move anywhere, because each one's going two different directions. Okay, that's just the expression. Okay. Tet. Shanaim Shishalu Chaluk. Two people borrow something. I think this was Erev Shabbos, right? They borrow it Erev Shabbos. Zele Lech Boshachris. One of them to use it during the morning. Right? Because if it would be borrowed during Shabbos, it goes by the owner. Here you're borrowing Erev Shabbos. So I was already distinguished who it's going to. You already gave it in their hand, Erev Shabbos. So then, and there's two guys. One of them wants to use it in the morning in this direction, one wants to use it at night in the other direction. So the same thing. So you could only take it in a direction that both of them can go, because each one is going in two different directions and they both have ownership for the din of tchum. If each one made it in each direction, east or west, opposite directions, and since they're both sho'alim, they're both borrowing it, you're stuck and you can't move it at all outside of your, right? If they made it to the two extremes, 2,000 amos, then you can't move at all outside of your dalet amos or outside of your city or your enclosure. Yod. Two people, they bought it together b'shitfus, and then they shechted it on Yom Tov. So they own it before Yom Tov, and then now they're shechting it on Yom Tov. Each one's taking its own portion from it. Since they're partners and they both owned it equally during Bein HaShemashos, and it's a living object, you can't cut that in half while it's still living, therefore you're stuck and you have to be fit both of their tchum. But if you take a barrel, even a liquid, a yain, and it's a chavit, and they both own it during Bein HaShemashos, then they could divide it on Shabbos. Chelko shoko echad mehem kiraglav. They can divide it on Shabbos, and that's okay, because you say lemafreya, right? It's a physical object, it's not a life we're dealing with, you can divide it up. Now here's the case of Shoel, Yud Aleph. Hashoel kli mechaverum erev yom tov. You borrow it from erev yom tov. So I'll read to the end. Harehu kiragle hashoel. Then it goes by the borrower, because we already have an established borrower before Shbein HaShemashos set in. We know who's borrowing it. He's a shomer, he's a shoel. and therefore it goes by him. Afil lo lekacho ad alayla. That's the middle. Even if he only physically took it, and midine mamonas, he's only responsible at nighttime. But since it's miyuchad for him, and he promised to give it to him for the din of eruv etchumin, it goes by. That's considered as you got it before for Bein HaShemashas.
At the moment of Shemashat Shach, it was already Sha'ul. It was
designated to be Sha'ul. That's correct. As long as it's very designated. By Kenyan, it's a little different. We're more Makel, but it's halfway out the door. But by Shoel, it goes by, has to mamash be designated. V'im She'elo menu b'Yom Tov. But if you just borrowed it, you come over and you ask for it on Yom Tov after Bein HaShemashos, so Afa Bishadar Kol Yishal Yomenu B'chol Yom Tov. Even though he always comes to a Yom Tov. This guy never takes care of himself ahead of time. He's always asking for favors at the last minute. You're kind of expected, but there's no guarantee. Maybe someone else will ask first, and you'll give it to somebody else. Since it's no guarantee, of course, if you specified before verbally or maybe not verbally, also you specified I'm already basically lending it to him, then it's a different story. So then it goes, since it wasn't given to him before, then you go by the one who gives it out. Do you want to stop? All right, we'll stop.